Back in 1980, 70% of clothing worn by Americans was made by Americans. Today, it's 2%. And the reason is simple. It's cheaper to make things overseas. But that doesn't change the fact that 2% of textile manufacturers have refused to give up on this country. And those companies deserve to be congratulated. I'm talking about companies like American Giant. American Giant controls every link in their supply chain, and that matters because when you buy from American Giant, you create jobs for people in factory towns all across this country. Look, I get it. Nobody wants a lecture. But if you want to see more companies make more things in this country, you got to support the companies who are already doing that very thing. This holiday, check out the clothing at American-Giant.com. Flannels, hoodies, t-shirts, and jeans made to last a lifetime. Support the 2% who are still making it here at American-Giant.com.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's grammarly.com/podcast.
Back to old school with DP and J on 93.7 The Ticket and theticketfm.com.
It is no DP. It is also no J. There is an AO and there's also a JB in the studio. Austin Norman joined by Jacob Bigelow, host of the Stretch Big podcast, among many, many other forms of basketball content. Jacob, welcome back in.
Hey, man. I'm happy to be back. I contrary to popular belief, I did miss you last week, even given where I was at.
We'll talk about that. No spoilers.
Yep, no spoilers. I had to take a rain check, but I had a good excuse, but I'm happy to be back with you, man.
It was maybe the only excuse I would have taken, and like I said, we'll get into that. Saw you Wednesday at Nebraska men's basketball, getting probably their most impressive victory of the season so far against Fairleigh Dickinson. Three games in, just kind of your vibe check on the Huskers.
Yeah, I think my Cliff Notes version, like if there's a Husker basketball fan who's in your life who maybe, you know, a casual, he follows along, you know, he's waiting for football season to come along and he's going to tune in on Sunday because it's the first, he or she is going to tune in on Sunday because it's the first game to not be on BTN Plus and they're like, how's this team? I would say this, they can guard, but can they score? Because that's kind of the story. I mean, obviously, you know, they have two 20-plus point wins on the year and then the 5-point eye scratcher against Bethune-Cookman. I picked a good one to miss with that game. But I think, you know, that's the kind of the overarching question. There is a 3-point shooting size elephant in the room for the team, to take a line from my guy Wilson Moore earlier in the week in the World Herald. But, I mean, that's kind of the overarching question right now is outside shooting. And, you know, the opposition gets turned up to 11 starting on Sunday in Sioux Falls.
Do we think that Fred Hoiberg is actually Tim Miles in a Fred Hoiberg costume right now?
No, I don't think so. That's funny. That's you asking me that is funny, just given my relationship with both people mentioned in the question. But no, it can seem like it. If you watch some parts of the three games, I mean, they're playing tough defense. They're guarding hard. Their best offense has at times been going downhill and getting fouled and shooting free throws, which, you know, kind of that's, you know, not a, it's a pretty apt comp, actually, as someone who was around for, you know, up close and personal for the Nebraska basketball teams where James Palmer Jr. going to the line and getting fouled was kind of the best offense at times. It's not the worst comparison.
Better pure bucket getter since you've seen him both up close and personal, JPJ or Bryce Williams?
It's JPJ right now. I think it could, I mean, by the end of the year, it could be Bryce Williams, but I mean, someone who was around for his redshirt season and then, you know, the 2 years where he was, you know, an all-conference type player. He was a bucket and a half. Yeah, that was JPJ, man.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done. This is the story of the one who, as a maintenance specialist for a historic high-rise, knows that vintage charm historically needs constant attention. Which is why, when it's time to upgrade turn-of-the-century mechanicals, they turn to Grainger. With easy access to a million-plus products and the scale to deliver when and where you need them, the right tools and supplies are never far away. So the one can keep that vintage building running like new. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Made those years fun, not just because he was a really good player, but he was a great dude, too. He was really fun to be around.
When you look at this current Nebraska team, I think the biggest storyline from last game was the starting lineup. Braxton Mia, the center, they went out and paid in the transfer portal to come in, sidelined with a sprained ankle. There's some swelling in it. My vibe is he's not available on Sunday either. My guess, right? Don't know. We'll see. But the starting lineup that was there in place was Connor Sejan instead of Braxton Mia, leaving Berke Boyegtingel as the center. What did you make of that starting lineup?
Yeah, I mean, if you're looking for scoring, I mean, that's why you brought in Connor Sejan, right? Mm-hmm. You're looking for someone to get going from three. You're looking for scoring. So he's probably your next viable option. And we've heard Fred Hoiberg talk almost ad nauseum about how intrigued he is with Berke as the small ball five. It was kind of something he like teased in the preseason. Like, yeah, we've played with this. And then in game three, just because of the circumstances, that's what they've got to go to start. It makes sense given, you know, what they were looking for, and Fairleigh Dickinson was an undersized team. So it's not like they needed to go with the tall ball lineup, as I've affectionately labeled it. But it made sense. And, you know, even though a season and, you know, everyone else who was trying to shoot threes was on the struggle bus yet again, the decision made sense personnel wise.
Nebraska on the year, to your point about the shooting, I'm trying to get the numbers pulled up here. They are 17 of 69, good for a whopping 24.6%.
Yeah, that is, I believe, 315th out of the 360-something teams that play Division I basketball, the last I did my KenPom check. So not ideal, definitely not what you'd imagine when you think Fred Hoiberg basketball. Mm-hmm. And you know, Fred said as much on Wednesday night. You know, he's like, the lid's going to come off at some point, and when it does, it's going to be fun. And I know that, you know, people are like, oh, that's just coach speak, that whatever, you know, these guys, they can't shoot. But I mean, if there's anyone who I trust to talk shooting, it's a guy who led the league in 3-point shooting the year before he had to retire due to a heart condition.
Yeah, not the college league, the best league in the world.
Led the NBA in 3-point shooting with a bad heart, and he had to retire the following year. And that's, you know, That's Fred Hoiberg, and he knows shooting. So I'm going to trust him on that matter, you know, for the time being, at least.
It would be a fantastic, fantastic idea for Nebraska to decide to take the lid off the basket when they play St. Mary's at the Sanford Pentagon coming up on Sunday. You and I will both be making the trek up there. Noon tip-off for those interested. I'm a St. Mary's guy.
Mm-hmm.
I am. I've been on the Randy Bennett bus. I believe his name came up when we did our college basketball coaches draft. Dude is the paragon of consistency, right? He's flown definitely under the radar because of what another team wearing very similar colors has done. Gonzaga, right? They've both played in the West Coast Conference for so long. Took maybe Randy Bennett a little bit of time to get things really up and rolling at St. Mary's, but they've been a pretty perennial NCAA tournament contender. When you look at St. Mary's as a program, what are you most impressed with?
Randy has consistently brought in really talented international players, and if you look at this roster now, it appears the flavor of the day has shifted from Australians to Lithuanians.
And there's given, two and two.
Yeah, given their given their two leading scorers. But I mean, funny enough, you know, when I was around Jack McVay as a manager in Lincoln. He'd tell stories about how St. Mary's was where all the Australian dudes in the off season. That's like, we're gonna meet up, we're gonna just have pickup runs for a weekend, we're going to pretty picturesque, beautiful Northern California, and we're just gonna have a weekend. And that, you know, I'm sure that's probably still the case. But I mean, yet like you said, he's as consistent can be. And you know, they are lost in, you know, Gonzaga's shadow a little bit. But I mean, they're gonna always be fundamentally sound. They're gonna play tough. They're gonna do all the little things right. Mm-hmm. And you know, they're always gonna have a crafty guard or two. I love, you know, last year thinking about Mahaney and Marshallonis playing together. And obviously you lose Mahaney to UConn, but Marshallonis is still there. And he comes from good stock, you know, an NBA dad. And it's, you know, they're no slouch whatsoever.
To your point, Augustus Marshallonis, 16 points is second on the team behind only Paulius Morauskas, but 8.5 assists per game for Marshallonis. He's going to have the ball in his hands a lot. When I look at this St. Mary's team and really what Randy Bennett has built over the course of his tenure there, it screams Big Ten. Mm-hmm. It screams Big Ten basketball, regardless of the fact they're located in Northern California, which is, I suppose, now Big Ten country.
Mm-hmm.
But the way they play slow, they play efficient, they play fundamental basketball. To me, this is a fantastic kind of first look for how this Nebraska team will handle the rigors of Big Ten conference play.
Absolutely. And not just in terms of, you know, another thing in their style of play, they're the number 5 offensive rebounding team in the country. Mm-hmm. And I know we're just, you know, a little over 2 weeks into the season, but then, you know, those numbers are skewed. But I mean, St. Mary's has 3 games against I think they're all mid 100s on KenPom. They're okay opponents. They are
Towson, the Mocs, and then Zips.
And then the Zips, yes. They kind of had a little get right against Akron the other night after a sluggish start. But I mean, they're going to crash the glass. They're going to play physical as hell. I mean, Fred Hoiberg alluded to it as much the other night, saying it's a lunch pail hard hat game, which sounds like Big Ten basketball to me. And it's going to be Big Ten basketball in November in South Dakota, of all places.
Heck yeah. But I love it for Nebraska because they've been able to get this neutral site game to be a home game. The 3 times, maybe it happened before, but the 3 times I remember this game happening, Oklahoma State, not nearly as far as Oregon State or St. Mary's, but still that's an extra, you know, 6 hours of drive for fans, a harder flight maybe than from Lincoln. Then Oregon State last year against a team that was, shall we say, overmatched before a crowd came into effect. And the crowd will certainly be in Nebraska's corner as well. But looking back at that 2017 or 2018 Oklahoma State team and then last year's Oregon State team, this is a dogfight. Nebraska should not be the favorite going into this game with how they've played. So I would encourage Husker fans to make the trip because even if Nebraska doesn't shoot it well, you're going to see at least one really good basketball team play.
And you're going to be and you're going to be in a really cool venue too. I mean, you don't want to hear me wax poetic about an arena in South Dakota, but I already went up on the train. I mean, I went up there last year for the Oregon State game, even though I was a manager the year they played there in 2017, I didn't get to make the trip. But I mean, last year that place, like, It'll make you feel romantic about basketball. Like, as corny and cliche as that sounds, everything is retro. They've got an analog clock like on the scoreboard. Parquet floor. There's too many damn lines on the parquet floor, but that's what happens when you've got college games, high school games, G League games, all sorts of stuff playing there. They got so many lines on that court. But I mean, that is one of the, I mean, I've been to places throughout the Big Ten, places throughout the country for basketball, and the Pentagon is one of the coolest venues that I've been, you know, gotten to see a game at, and I'm really excited to go back. So if you're on the fence about making the trip on Sunday, I can't recommend it enough.
Is it easily the most 5-sided building you've ever watched a basketball game in?
I'd say so, yes, because Mackey Arena's round, so yeah. I wouldn't say it's sided.
Harbor Hawkeye's round.
Uh-huh, yeah, so it's definitely the most 5-sided, for sure.
I've also been to the Octagon of Doom. That's a fun place to watch a game.
But
8 is not 5.
8 is not 5.
At least last I checked.
Yeah.
Maybe do some more checking during the break. He's Jacob Bigelow. I'm Austin Norman. Don't go anywhere. We are having not the Carl Anthony Towns podcast, because we can't do that every week. Call it the Brady Manick podcast. Come up with a different stretch big every week. And then Jacob's on at least, because it is the host of the Stretch Big with me, the host of the Corner 3. Don't go anywhere. Just a couple minutes. We'll have the Corner 3 here on 93.7 The Ticket.
Have you ever wanted to learn a new language? Maybe you were inspired by a recent international trip, became obsessed with a foreign film or TV show, wanted to communicate better with a loved one, or just felt like developing a new skill. With Rosetta Stone, learning a new language is easier than you thought. Rosetta Stone has been a trusted expert for 30 years with millions of users and 25 languages offered, including Spanish, French, Japanese, Dutch, and more. Learning is immersive and designed for long-term retention, so you fully learn to speak, listen, and even think in that language. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. Listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/today. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/today.
Your time and expertise are valuable, making Focus one of the most important resources to have at work. These days, professionals spend nearly half the work week on written communication, and it can be difficult to stay on task with all the emails and documents you have to get through. With Grammarly as your AI writing partner, you can stay focused and quickly get through your work with relevant real-time suggestions wherever you write. It works across 500,000 apps and websites, so it can help with everything, from brainstorming presentation ideas to sounding more confident and persuasive in emails and reports. For 15 years, Grammarly has offered best-in-class communication support and enterprise-grade security on a business model that doesn't sell your data. 93% of professionals report that Grammarly helps them get more work done. Download Grammarly for free at grammarly.com/podcast. That's GRAMMARLY.com/podcast.